RSM Central's Form Express.
Racing at Swan Hill this afternoon. Let's hear what Warren Huntley had to say regarding his best bets.
I'm making Boga Dreams my best, Michael. Race 2, number 2. Hopefully Harry can use that big straight at Swan Hill and swamp them late. Race 2, number 2. And I thought race 8, number 4, Furlaxing, was a bit over the odds. I wouldn't be surprised to see some market support there. Quaddy first leg, 1, 2, 3 and 5. Second leg, 4, 5 and 6. Third leg, 2, 4, 6 and 14. Coming home with just numbers 1 and 4. Early Quaddy the play of the day, 7 and 10 in the first leg, 2, 8, 11 in the second, 3 and 8 in the third, home with numbers 1, 10 and 11.
Nathan Hobson has 5 strong chances in race number 5.
I thought Ora Zenzel was very unlucky last start at Horsham. Hopefully he runs really well and reward with return. Yeah, he should run well. Small field now after scratchings. And Highway to Success, he probably surprised me a little bit at Horsham the other day. Probably lean in either Reward or Horizontal. Probably a bit hard to split. Yeah.
So he's got the three runners, I should say, in that fifth race at Swan Hill. Reward with return, he doesn't mind there at $4. Oriental at $3.90, and then Highway to Success is an $8.50 chance. Harry Coffey's got some lovely rides today, including Bannerton in race number 6.
Yeah, he's a ripper, Bannerton. Ran super. He's on the quick backup. He raced to Chuka on Friday, and that run just sort of tuned him up nicely for this. So he'll be really competitive today. And he's taken a long time to win his maiden. It's not really, he doesn't really have like a glamorous record, but we think at 2,000 and beyond, he could be a horse that's sort of worth having and would hopefully get out of benchmark 58 grade.
Now let's catch up with Shane Montgomery because he's done the form for Hawkesbury in New South Wales. Hello to you, Shane.
Hello, Gareth. Good morning, all.
Take it away with your best bets and then a quaddy, please.
Okay, I hope in the first race we can back a winner with number 4, Oh Golly Gosh. Stepped up into this distance range here, third up last go. Stylishly opened the account too, and I think she's capable of taking the next step already. I know it's a hard thing to do, but I think it could go into the next class successfully today. Race 1, number 4, Oh Golly Gosh. And I'm hoping in race 6, number 9, Yaguna can do the right thing by us. It appeared suitably placed to Warwick Farm last start, Gareth. Finished unplaced, but the soft seven ground was the problem on the day. Yaguna can make a mockery of that effort here, making a Hawkesbury debut. That's race 6, number 9, Yaguna. In the first leg of the quaddy, 2, 4, 5 and 6. In the second leg, 6, 7, 9, 10 and 12. Then the very short price number 4 depiction in the third leg. That's horse got beat an eyelash by Snitz on Fire at Rose Hill before Snitz on Fire then went to the Kensington track last Wednesday and won again. So they've got this very short today. And in the last leg, 3, 4, 5, 7 and 8.
Good on you, Shane. Thanks for that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Always great to have Bjorn Baker here on RSN Central, and he joins us now to go through his runners at Hawkesbury this afternoon. Bjorn, good morning or afternoon to you now, mate.
Yeah, afternoon. Good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Are you buying one today in the sales? Have you put your hand up yet?
Nah, not yet. We're up to lot 31, but we're looking at a couple later on, so we'll just see how it works out. But it's good to be back to the sales, get a bit of normality and a few people around, which is nice to see.
Can Grimson Rock win the third at Hawkesbury this afternoon?
Yeah, he's really good last time. We're not going to change anything. The blinkers really switched him on, so he'll roll forward. And if he runs as well as he did last time, why not?
And then Midori Beauty was impressive on debut, steps up in class, but he looks like he's a horse going places, this son of Deep Field.
Yeah, I thought he was in. Well, he did come from an impossible position first up, and his work since has been excellent. He's a really nice horse in the making. I expect him to win.
Yeah, he's at $1.85. That is enough for me. She's ideal, mate. You must be excited as he heads towards the Melbourne Cup. How's he trained on since that midfield effort in the Caulfield Cup? Or she has.
Yeah, she was. I thought she was good in the Caulfield Cup. I've no doubt she's better on top of the ground, and she worked really, really well this morning. So she'll definitely take her spot. We've got Craig Newell booked to ride, and you can never go into a race like the Melbourne Cup confident, but she ran a really good race in the Sydney Cup over 3-2. I think she's better set up, and hopefully on top of the ground, she's not completely out of it.
Will we get to see you on Cup Day?
Yeah, I'm just looking at logistics. We'll see how we go. I might not be able to afford the plane ticket after today, but we'll see.
And today, if we're having a punt, do we have just the all up, Bjorn, or are you more confident with one, like Midori Beauty?
I'd probably just go Midori Beauty. I think even the short odds, he's a really, really nice horse.
Now, what about if we want to get involved with your stable, if you purchase one at the Ready for Run sales, how do we do that, mate?
Just bjornbakerracing.com.au. We're always looking for new clients, and I haven't got any horses for sale at the moment, so we're looking at a couple of Europeans maybe during the week as well, with the horses and training sale over there. So yeah, I'd love to have a few of those good Victorians come into the camp.
All right, mate, I think they might be lining up now. Good luck today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot.
There's Bjorn Baker there. Daniel Nuttall joins us to look at Grafton this afternoon. Hello to you, Dan.
G'day, Gareth. How you doing?
Good, thanks, mate. Take it away with your specials.
Yeah, a couple of keen on later in the day at each way odds. Money Shot in race five. Look, I think it's a pretty nice horse. The last start Ipswich effort was a little disappointing to the eye. He didn't really finish the race off there of 1,700 metres, but he rises to 2,220 today, and he showed last preparation. He likes his longer trip. He won over this track and trip very easily last time in. Building fitness now, fourth up. I think he'll improve back in grade, up in trip to a trip he's won over before, as I mentioned. So Money Shot around the $5 mark, I think, is a good bet in race five. Race number six, 1,410 metres. We've got Polemic, I think, it's an each-way chance of three. Tackled on a tougher race at Lismore last start. Was well held there. There's been five lengths by the winner, Magic Charlie, but that was in a tougher race to what he sees here. He's back from an 84 to a benchmark 66 for this. Importantly, he gets some weight relief thanks to the 3 kilo apprentice. Drops down to 57.5 kilos. I think on his best form, a race like this is well within his reach and is nearly double figure odds. So I think if he can show his best, he can mix his form is the query. But if he brings his best, he certainly is a live chance at an each way price. Polemic, race six, number three. Regarding Aquati, starts in race four, first leg, we'll just go the two Matty Dunn runners. The three, Let Me Let Go, the short price favourite, and the two. Race five, leg two, will go Money Shot, the three, our best bet, and the one, Real Time Warrior, bit of a distance specialist. And race six, third leg, we'll go wide, three, four, five, six, and 10. And in the last, we'll come home with four runners, race seven, 2, 11, 13, and the 15.
Good on you, Dan. Thanks for that.
Cheers, Gareth. Thanks, mate.
There's Dan Nuttall looking at that meeting at Grafton. Harness racing tonight from Bendigo. Vince Vallelonga's got a couple of nice chances, and he joins us now on RSN Central. Good afternoon to you, Vince.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gareth. How are you, mate?
Good
been
thing.
A long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Good to see you training winners once again, mate. You've got a few horses in work. What about Major Mel? Geez, looks a nice race for him. Do you expect him to lead and go close in race six?
Yeah, I do, Gareth. I think if he... you know, he performs up to his last effort, he'll go pretty close.
Yeah, and his gate speed from the pole, he showed gate speed out in the middle. Do you think he has enough speed to hold up if young Cody wants to?
Yeah, look, he's got a good turn of foot, and I think it doesn't matter what position he's on, he can use it.
Yeah. What about the boost in race number seven? Nice draw there. Young Ryan Sanderson picks up the drive.
Yeah, it's just a horse that's sort of stepped up a little bit. I mean, it's going to be a bit tougher for him tonight, but he won't be far away.
Yeah, and then Heaven Attracts probably gets the run of the race behind Cody's Colt. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, well, I think he's got the right draw to follow the right horse. You know, if he goes as good as he can on the night and produces his best, he will be right amongst them.
Vince Vallelonga, what are we doing? Are we having a punt today? What would be your best?
Well, mate, all I can tell you is they're all a good each-way chance.
All right, mate. Good luck. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Vince Vallelonga there. Lockie McIntosh joins us to preview this card at Bendigo. Hello to you, Lock.
How you going, Gareth?
Where do we start with your best bets?
Look, my best came up in race seven, horse number one, Alakazam. Inform horse for the Adam Kelly, Zach Phillips stable. They did a good job to lead all the way at Maribor on Cup Day there last Sunday week, so... thought I had a good chance again. It's about $1.85 with the tab fixed odds. I thought it was a good way to play there. Race 7, number 1, Alakazam. Now, the value I thought was in race 9, number 8, Aussie Playgirl. It's about $8.220. Could win with the right run. I think she'll get a nice run too from that trailing draw. And I can't see her missing a place. And the roughie I thought was What a Pleasure. He's around a $21 chance tonight. He's $3.30 for the place. So the quaddy will go 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 and 8 in the first leg. Narrow it down to 3 and 9 in that second leg. If you need a bit of insurance, perhaps the 1, 2 and the 4 all rough chances. We'll take the 1 Alakazam one out, and then we'll go the 1 and the 12 in the last leg of the quaddy, Gareth.
Good on you, Lockie. Thanks for that.
No worries. Good luck.
There's Lockie McIntosh, and George Ferrugia joins us. Good afternoon to you, George.
Good afternoon, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. We'll start at Geelong and then head to Warragul.
Yeah, we got one in the last where we can have an each-way play on around the $9 or $10 mark. Race 12, number 2, Squawking Budgie. It's an open race, Gareth, and some nice each-way odds are on offer here. He's placed in half of his 33 starts over this track and distance and clearly does his best racing off inside draws. And I think he's worth a play in this type of race. So race 12, number 2, each-way. Quaddy numbers 1 and 2 into 3, 4, 5 and 7. Into number 4, 1 out, into 1, 3 and 8. Warragul tonight, race 10, number 6, Ha Ha MacGyver. Last two runs at this track have been outstanding, showed very good speed. Looks the classiest runner in this field. Certainly handles wide draws, and I think he'll be winning race 10, number 6. Quaddy numbers 2, 5 and 8, into 3 and 6, into 2, 3, 6 and 7, into 1 and 2 to bring us home.
Good on you, George. Thanks for that. We'll catch up with you in just a moment with Off the Leash.
No worries, mate.
There's Georgie Frugia there. It's 12.